Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Judith Glaser back on the show. Judith is a great friend of ours and longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and president of Benchmark Communications. She's the author of DNA of Leadership and Creating We, which are just outstanding books. Her work is being recognized all around the globe. I expect to hear from other places in the galaxy anytime now on her work. But she's here, and I want to brag on her a little bit. Judith Glaser, welcome back to the show.
I'm always thrilled to be back. You always surprise me with what you ask, too.
Judy, let me tell you something. My audience knows no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Now, I want to brag on you a little bit. Tell the audience what happened to you with your alma mater.
So I did a research fellowship a bunch of years ago at Drexel University. I was a student of human behavior and development. I helped launch that the research fellowship in that area. And I this year was honored by Drexel after all these years as the Distinguished Alumni of the Year.
Wow.
Which is a wow because
that's huge.
They had so many good people that were recommended for this honor. I was blown away.
They were just also rants against you, Judy.
Well, it's so funny because the dean said to me, he said, I couldn't wait to meet you in person. And I said, why? He said, because I've never seen anybody that's done so much in such a short amount of time.
Wow. Well, folks, when you hear Judy join us and talk about leadership, when you hear her talking about some of these factors, these are not just things that she's come up with in her mind that the two of us think are important. These are globally accepted practices by people, not only the think tanks, not only the people in the brain factories. You know, Drexel is a wonderful globally recognized school. Mm-hmm. But these are things that are getting traction in the marketplace. The things Judy's working on, and so Judy, I want to congratulate you on that. And you know what? I'm not the least bit surprised.
Oh, well, I you know, I'm a constant learner. That probably drives me to stay up in the middle of the night and so forth. Can I share one of the newest things?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is what's so cool. In my work, I have a concept called the gauge, and the gauge, it looks like a speedometer. On the left is the word protect, and on the right is the word partner. And I discovered this, I created this in my work about 15 years ago, and I teach leaders how to understand when they're in protect behavior, because their brain is operating a completely different way when they're in protect than it is when they're in partner. And I was just introduced to the work of a neuroscientist who is from Chicago University, from Michigan. He's a distinguished professor in the area of neuroscience. And this is what he revealed, which is mind-boggling, because you and I talk a lot about trust and about the heart, okay? We know that the brain gives us guidance about how to interact with people. And my gauge is how I've materialized this for leaders to know when they're in protect behavior, they're in fear behavior, and their brain starts to shut down and they can't trust. When they're in partner behavior, their brain literally opens up to engage with others and share what's on our mind, and it shifts, it actually builds new brain cells. So what this Dr. Stephen Porges recognized is that the heart, which you and I talk about, has its own neural nervous system, and it sends more information from the heart to the brain, but it does it, it has, now he's discovered there are three systems. One system, which causes us to go into fight and flight, that's the protect behavior.
Right.
It's a whole brain inside the heart.
That's the reptilian side you've taught us about.
That's right. In the brain, it's the reptilian part of the brain. But now he's saying that the heart actually has a whole nervous system around just fight and flight. It has also a nervous system around partner. It's a whole separate network.
So when we talk about the heart part of emotions, there's something to that.
It's actually a brain that...
This is not just a metaphor kind of thing. Yeah. It's actually an anatomical issue.
It's anatomical, and it's a network, so that the heart really gives us three choices when we're interacting with people. And this is what lines up with my gauge, and this is what blows my mind.
Wow.
So the fight and flight is one network. The freeze is another network. And in my gauge, I have a thing called wait and see.
That's the deer in the headlights thing.
That's the deer in the headlights. And many companies spend more time in wait and see than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
And to get to partner.
Denial is in that, is in there, too, by the way.
The which one?
The denial.
Denial, yes.
Denial is part of freeze.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if we know that we have that we move in and out of those choices and we start to see in companies where people are frozen,
right,
where they're not working, that's what leaders need.
And what's the third one?
And the third one is the social interaction. That's partner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole network that says, and when that happens, when the dial goes to partner, what gets released in the brain is oxytocin. It literally shifts that on. It turns it on. It sounds so simple now when we can, if we.
Where else can you get this kind of information, folks, other than from the Small Business Advocate Show? Because you know Judy Glazer, because you know me. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? So proud of you, Judith. Quick break. Stay right with us. We're going to be right back. We got more to come. We're going to talk about power rules after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.